And fill the gaps, inshallah. MashaAllah, Harkat bhai, let's fill the gaps. The old, infirm, weak, if you got some excuse, we can sit against the side. The rest, let us try and observe the adab and etiquette. Allah Ta'ala made this world to a large extent a place of cause and effect. Allah is the one who does. But the spiritual world and physical world, this is our yaqeen. We have come to learn iman. What iman teaches us, if you're hungry, you eat a plate of food, the food is not satisfying you, Allah's amr is satisfying. But the system Allah has put into place is that eat the food and Allah will satisfy you. In deen also there's a system. We want hidayat. Every one of us is sitting here for hidayat. And the one dua that is compulsory is hidayat. We hear it in every rakat of every salah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. In the amal of deen, the sitting, Allah has kept hidayat. But it is conditional. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنًا Allah says, those who listen attentively, istima, in other words, fulfill the haqq of listening. If you sit in your home and listen over one receiver, the voice will still reach. Brothers in i'tikaf, if they sit in the i'tikaf cubicle, the voice will still reach. But that's not the haqq of listening. Allah says, istima. Istima, elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalb aw alqa sam' wa huwa shaheed. Three things Allah says. Heart, body, and listen attentively. Alqa sam' listen attentively. Qalb, liman kana lahu qalb, heart must be alive. وَهُوَ shaheed, and he is present physically. Then it is zikra. Then the haqq of istima, of listening, is fulfilled. And with that, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ ahsana. One more condition. The condition, the firm intention to practice on what we are listening. Today, unfortunately, that intention is their barkata. Like one, I'm not going to start the bayan before the khutbah, but like one of our gabir said, I met one brother, 20 years the brother is coming for ishtima. 20 saal se aa rahe. MashaAllah, Allah qabool farmaye. Bhai, kya niyat kiya? What niyat have you made? He said, next year's ishtima will come. So that is where the intention to listen is not there. The intention to practice is not there. Allah says, istima, yastamiyun al-qawl. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَا with the intention of making ittiba. And then what? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ Allah promises you hidayat. So like when you eat food, Allah promises you satisfaction on that food, Allah's amr is doing. These talks also. Allah promises you hidayat, but fulfill the haqq and etiquette of it. This is why we say, sit as close together as possible, bhai. Fulfill the haqq. Fulfill from, let us do what we have to do, and then leave it to Allah, inshallah. All of us will try and do that, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Allah is akbar. Technically, in the Arabic language, akbar is a comparison. Big, bigger, biggest. Akbar, great, greater, greatest. This is why we translate Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. In reality, this translation or even this explanation that I have given doesn't do justice. Because it is a comparison. Human nature is that. When you want to establish understanding or perception of excellence in anything, then one of the methods that I use is comparison. Establish excellence in speed. Compare with something whose speed is already manifest. For example, lightning, fast as lightning. Brightness, brighter than the sun. Beauty, more beautiful than the 14th full moon. This is human nature. This is how we establish things. But it is comparison. And the one thing you and I have to understand is that all, whether it's the sun, whether it's lightning, whether it's the wind, whether it's the moon, every one of these things is makhluk, it is a created entity. And Allah is khaliq, Allah is the creator. When it comes to makhluk and khaliq, there is no comparison. This literal translation, Allah is greatest, and thinking Allah is greater than any of the makhluk, is to compare khaliq with makhluk, and khaliq with makhluk, there is no comparison. Laysa ka mithlihi shay. Not my eyesight, not my hearing, not my comprehension, not my senses, not any aspect of any makhluk will be either able to fathom the vastness and the greatness of Allah. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, أعز من كل عزيز أعظم من كل عظيم أجل من كل جليل. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more glorious than anything with glory, more mighty than anything with might. وللله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. To Allah belongs the beautiful names, in other words sifat, attributes. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Call out to him, entreat him, beg him, supplicate before him on the basis of his beautiful sifat and attributes. But don't just do that, do it with comprehension. Tirmizi Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi ta'ala 99 isma." He said, "Allah has 99 names, 99 sifat attributes. Man ahsaha, wa fi riwayatin man hafidhaha. The one who ahsaha, make ihsa of this, comprehend this, drown yourself in it. In other words, imbibe yourself with the yaqeen and conviction of these sifat. Dakhal wa fi riwayatin hafidhaha. The one who will learn these sifat and attributes, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, dakhal al jannah, he will enter jannah." But even in this, to confine Allah to 99 is incorrect. Like Allah is limitless, every one of the sifat and attributes of Allah are limitless. Allahumma inni abduk, wabnu abdik, wabnu amatik. Nas'aluka bikulli ismin huwa lak. Look at this dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Nas'aluka bikulli ismin huwa lak. O Allah, I am entreating you, I am begging you, I am asking you, bikulli ismin huwa lak, with every name that belongs to you. Alladhi sammayta bihi nafsak, some names you gave to yourself. أَنزَلْتَهُ فِي كِتَابِكَ, some names you send down in your kitab, Quran, Hadith. أَوْعَلَّمْتَهُ أَحَدًا مِّنْ خَلْقِكَ, some names you taught your creation, amongst them Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He with absolute hifazat and amanadari conveyed this to us. أَوِسْتَأْثَرْتَ بِهِ في علم الغيب عندك. And there are some names, my Allah, some you taught us, some you revealed, some you sent down on your creation, 99 included amongst them. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Allah, there are those names which you concealed in your ilm al-ghayb. Like Allah is limitless, Allah's sifat, Allah's attributes are limitless. This puny human intellect can never ever comprehend the vastness, the majesty, the grandeur, the glory of Allah. Because the reality, the haqiqat, Allah says in the Quran, Al-haqqah, mal-haqqah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِعَةِ فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ وجاء فرعون ومن قبله والمؤتفكات بالخاطئة فعصوا رسول ربهم فأخذهم أخذة رابية إنا لما طغى الماء وحملناكم في الجارية لنجعلها لكم تذكرة وتعيها أذن واعية فإذا نفخ في الصور نفخة واحدة وحملت الأرض والجبال فدكتا دكة واحدة فيومئذ وقعت الواقعة وانشقت السماء فهي يومئذ واهية والملك على أرجائها ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية. This is Quran. This is Quran. And the sad reality, the cry and lament of our elders, that aaj Quran ek na ashna pegham ban chuki. Today the Quran has become an irrelevant message. We listen to Quran in Ramadan to some extent, but Many of us, depending on obviously the spiritual level, some it's entertainment, which Hafiz is reading better. And that too, what are we listening to? The tune. You ask somebody, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كَارِ بَاسِتْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ 6, 7, 8 ayat in one breath. Subla, very beautiful qiraat, but how much is the shauq and shaghaf of the ummah today to understand the reality of Quran? Qiraat is in its place. Where is the attachment with the Quran, the haqiqat of the Quran, the reality of the Quran? Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you want to see ra'ya al-ayn, if you want to perceive and bring in front of you ra'ya al-ayn as if it is there in front of you the day of Qiyamah, then read surah Idha Shamsu Kuwirat. Today Idha Shamsu Kuwirat is read. Does anybody visualize Qiyamah? That haqiqat, Allah says, Al-Haqqa. This is a haqiqat. This is haq. It's the truth. It's a reality. Today we have realities. We have haqqaiq. We have burning issues that are there in front of us. There are many here that are very worried. They've got pressing commitments. They've got goals and targets that they have set. They've got objectives and ideals that are there in front of them. Tomorrow morning you won't need an alarm clock. You won't need to go and shake them up. The moment they wake up, the brain is already working. I've got this and that to see, that target to be met. That appointment, that schedule, that purchase, that sale. We have convinced ourselves of the absolute imminence and importance of every one of those things. Based on what? Based on our understanding, based on our perception. And Quran, this is Kalamullah. This is the haqiqat, this is the reality, and this Quran was revealed on this basis, that from inside have this absolute conviction that what is important is what the Quran tells you is important. Your commitment is what the Quran tells you your commitment is. Your purpose in this world, why you are living, your ambitions, your goals, your aspirations, your target, what you decide is success or failure. Who you respect, who you disgrace, who you look up to with admiration, who you look down upon. The goals you have set for your children, your family, what you are getting up every morning and regarding as important. Is it in conformance with this Quran? Or is it in conformance with this batil system of this world that is giving you a different message? That is what is meant when our elders are saying that today the Quran has become irrelevant to us. Yes, barakat of Quran is there, tilawat of Quran is there, Ramadan Taraweeh of Quran is there, but Allah didn't reveal this Quran only for that. Allah didn't reveal this Quran only for that. This Quran has come with the truth. Such a truth, that when this truth comes in conformance or in conflict with anything else that you and I, or that the forces of batil, or that shaitan, and the agents of da'wat of shaitan are espousing morning till night, from inside, the first haq, the first demand, the first etiquette, the first requirement of the Quran upon you and I, the ummah of the Quran, is from inside to have the total complete conviction that every one of those things is a lie, and what my Allah has said is my purpose in this life, my ambitions, my goal, the foundation of success and failure is what my Allah has revealed in the Quran. That is the need. That is the requirement. This ummah today, Allah forgive us, we have become a rudderless ship that is being tossed around in a storm. What Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam ridiculed, what he cursed, what he warned his ummah about again and again, what he cautioned you and I about, إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّتِيَ الدُّنْيَا نُسِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. He said, oh my ummah, when the bark door and the blind chase and the rat race of this world, one worldly objective after another, one target after another, one property after another, one investment after another, one worldly achievement after another, status symbols ruin your mind, you become blinded by the glitter and the glamour of this dunya around you. He said, when that happens to you, the very dignity and honor of Islam will be stripped from this world. Then you will become, he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ تَدَاعَ. He said, the nations of the world will form societies, they will form groups, the agenda will be what? Invite one another, invite each one to pick up the tiny, tiny morsels of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and swallow them up. تَدَاعَ الْآكِلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَسْعَتِهَا تَدَاعَ الْآيُوشِكُ الْأُمَمْ أَنْ تَدَاعَ الْآكِلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَسْعَتِهَا. He said, the nations of the world will gather together. Their agenda will be the total destruction of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will invite one another to chew you up like invitation is given. A plate of food offers no defense. Just now you had iftar, whether you chose to eat a samosa or a khajur or had your dukkha in that yogurt, whatever you took, decided to pick and chew and eat it up, that food didn't give any defense. It did not protect itself in any way. It was mercilessly swallowed and eaten up by you. Our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives exactly that analogy of the ummah. He said, this ummah will reach that level of devastation and that level of humiliation that the enemies will invite one another to chew you up. Sahaba could not fathom any such thing ever happening. وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ will we number so few? بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٍ. He said, no, you will not be few. You will be many in number. But what will be the problem? What brings about this level of degradation and humiliation? What is inside? What is inside? Because understand, kaan khol kar sun lena, my respected brothers. Allah give us the understanding. Quran, hadith, one message over and over and over again. My Allah sounds out, this human being's value, his dignity, his honor has nothing to do with what is external. Rich, poor, palace or hut, fancy car or walking two-footed, healthy or sick, every one of these conditions in the world are external. They are Allah's test. They are not the basis of dignity and honor or the value of a human being. Value, Quran and Hadith teaches us, is what is inside. This is what is going to make you valuable or unvaluable. We heard it tonight in the Taraweeh Salah. This is Quran and this month of Ramadan, the manifestation of Allah's mercy, the opportunity for you and I to put the brakes. The opportunity for you and I to sincerely make tawbah, cry, repent, because understand, no matter how deep the morass is, no matter how high the level of degradation is, no matter how tumultuous the tides have risen against the ummah, understand the mercy, the compassion, the kindness of Allah is greater than all that. For my Allah, this is Quran. Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna allaha yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Qul, tell them, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that father who you hurt for years and years, it's very difficult for you to undo the damage what you did. That wife who you oppressed for years, it will be very difficult to rebuild that relationship and take it back to where it was and undo the damage that you did. That staff who with your vile speech for years and years you swore at him, picked on his family, insulted him, you decided to repent, you decided to change, it will be very difficult for you to undo the damage of what you have done in the past. But tell them, my beloved, tell them, and the speech that is coming through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his every ada, his every movement, his every utterance is not to be doubted for one second even. The seal of approval had been placed upon him. This is that personality. This is that personality. Allah takes not one oath, not two oaths. How many qasams, how many oaths on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى. Don't doubt whatever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to you. It is the absolute truth. This is that personality. Allah takes qasam. Allah takes oath on his speech, waqilihi. Allah takes oath on his life, la amruk. Allah takes oath on his risalat, yasin wal quran al hakim, innaka laminal mursalin. Allah takes oath on even the land in which he lives. La uqsimu bihadha al balad wa anta hillum bihadha al balad. Technically, Quran is very wasi', Quran is very broad, the meaning is very broad. Look at this. La uqs, la means no, nafi, la ilaha illallah, no deity besides Allah. La uqsim, Allah said, technically if you translate that, la uqsim. Allah is taking qasam, but la is broad. One explanation Mufassirin give of this. Allah is taking qasam. Anta, you my beloved, hillum bihadhal balad, live on this land. You live on Makkah. So your Allah is taking qasam on Makkah. But la uqsim. So one explanation they give, that the la is silent. Uqsim bihadhal balad, wa anta hillum bihadhal balad. I take qasam on this land because you, my beloved, live on this land. Another explanation ulama give, because like I said, the Arabic language is very wasi'. They say the word lima. Lima is concealed. Lima la uqsim. How can I not take qasam on this land when you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, live on this land? One more meaning. Ajeeb Mufassirin have written, they say the la is literal. The la is literal. There is no need for me to take qasam on this land to show you its barakat and blessings when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is living on this land. His presence is enough to establish the barakat and blessings of this land. So there is no need for me, Allah, to take qasam on it. That Nabi, and on his tongue, the riwayat of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, mentioned in his Bidayah wa Nihaya, Ma min yawm illa wal bahru tasta'adhinu rabbahu. The rest of Allah's creation can't take it. The sea seeks permission every day from Allah. How much longer are you going to tolerate the arrogance and insolence of this insaniyat? You gave them everything. The least requirement, they should have made istighfar. They should have asked for your forgiveness, your ni'mats, your bounties upon them. Istighfar, this month of Ramadan, is the month of istighfar. It is the month of asking forgiveness. It is the month to seek the mercy of Allah. And Allah's mercy is such, one is astaghfirullah, one is rabbighfirli, one is rabbighfirli wa tub alayya, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. I'm digressing. And then, one istighfar, my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidul istighfar. Istighfar ke sardar. There's no better istighfar than this. This is Sayyid, the master of all istighfar. He taught us. Because understand, my respected brothers, like he was our Nabi for Dawat, he was our Nabi for Dua also. Allahumma anta Rabbi. O Allah, you are my Rabb. La ilaha illa anta. There is no deity besides you. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. You created me from a drop of sperm. You brought me into existence. I was nothing. You gave me everything that I am. Khalaqtani. Wa ana abduk. I am your slave. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu. I made a ahad, I made a covenant with you. I made a covenant with you. You created me, you gave me everything that I have. Allahumma anta Rabbi. La ilaha illa anta. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. Oh my Allah, I seek your protection from every wrong that I have done. You gave me everything. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. Wa abu laka bi ni'matika alayya. And ya Allah, I attest to the relentless rain of your bounties upon me. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya. And what was the requirement of that? What was the requirement of that? Allah has shown it to us in animals also. Some people like to keep dogs and they give it strange names, Jackie or Johnny or whatever. That Jackie or Johnny will be eating one plate of food. And the owner of that dog who gave the plate of food, Jackie, Johnny, what happens? Does he carry on eating? It will leave that food and not upset, its tail wagging to show its happiness, will run to its master. Kam akal, najis, napak, creation of Allah with minimal intellect understands this much, that master who called me Jackie or Johnny and gave me that one plate of food requires that I should be obedient to him and repay his ihsan. And my Allah's muazzin 5 times a day is shouting, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. That dog understands, repay ihsan. Allah's caller is saying, Allah gave you everything. Allah is the greatest. Allah, there is no deity besides Allah. I attest to the oneness of Allah. The road to Allah is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and today, where is the ummah? Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya. Oh my Allah. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, understand, he was not only our Nabi for da'wah, he was our Nabi for dua. Today the shock to learn has come out of the ummah. That halqa of ta'lim, third point of tabligh, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr. Our elders have turned blue in the face, reminding us, Azma Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, his malfuzat is there. He says, aap log ka nikalna, you're coming out in the path of Allah, your involvement in tabligh, if it is not on the foundation of ilm and zikr, the shauk to learn deen is not there, the shauk to remember Allah and implement what you are learning is not there, he says, your movement is a waste of time. Awara gardagi ki tarah hai. Where is the value? Where is the value? Such jewels. He taught us how to ask Allah for forgiveness. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya. Oh my Allah, I attest everyone, I admit to every one of your bounties upon me. And the requirement was that of that was I should have repaid your ihsan with obedience. But instead of that, abu'u laka bi dhambi. I admit to you all the sins that I have committed. I have come before you with a mountain of sins, a life of sinning, a life of oppression. That wife, it'll take you so long to undo the damage. Your employee, it'll take you so long to undo the damage. That child that you have hurt, the child that hurt their father, so long it will take to undo the damage. Allah's mercy is such. Abu laka bi dhambi, abu laka bi dhambi, faghfir li, oh my Allah, I admit to your bounties, I admit that I disobeyed you instead of obeying you, now I am asking you, oh my Allah, forgive me, faghfir li, fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta, because there is no one else besides you. Na kahi jahan mein ama mili, jo ama mili to kahan mili, mere jurm mein khana kharab ko tere afwa band nawaz. This is the only requirement. This is the nichor, this is the essence, the sabak and lesson that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. I'm repeating it. Allahumma anta you rabbi amay rabb. La ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u laka bi dhanbi faghfir li. What is he teaching us? You ka kaf in Arabic means you. Anta means you. Ya Allah, it is only you. This is the root, this is the nature, this is the essence. Siwallah, besides Allah, Ya Dawood, Ya Dawood, Allah says to Dawood alayhi salam, I will never allow that my love and the love of any other entity will come together in one heart. Total devotion to Allah. Total devotion to Allah. This is La ilaha illallah. This is La ilaha illallah. Break down the idols of allegiance, dependence, reliance. La ilaha illallah. La matluba illallah. La nasira illallah. La hafiza illallah. La maqsood illallah. This is La ilaha illallah. This sabak, this lesson that the ummah forgot and forgot that it forgot. The ummah of La ilaha illallah. My and your purpose in this world. فَاغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. There is no one that forgives besides you. Your forgiveness is the forgiveness. Your acceptance is the acceptance. When I wake up in the morning, you are my goal. And what is the goal? Quran. Quran. What Allah is telling us is the goal. My Nabi said, a life of sins. A life of sins. The oceans cannot bear the arrogance of this insan on his Mubarak tongue. The riwayat of Ibn Kasir. Every day that ocean seeks permission from Allah. And yughriq ibn Adam. Give us permission, we'll drown them. The malaika seek permission from Allah. The angels also cannot bear it. They say to Allah, give us permission, we will send down bolts of lightning and destroy them. This earth seeks permission from Allah. And tabtali abna Adam, that they will swallow up this insan. Why? Because that body jiving to haram music, that young girl that is dressed in a manner that leaves nothing to the imagination, that body, that whole night of zulmat and behayai and shamelessness and immodesty, this is burning the jigger and the depths of the earth also. This is why, in a form of the riwayat, that when some people die, the earth cries over the loss of those people. And there are some people that the earth out of happiness cries at the departure of them. Because the disobedience of this insan, what is Quran telling us, what is Hadith telling us, that every one of these makhluk, whether it is the ocean, whether it is the malaika, whether it is the earth, every one of them has kamil, perfect iman on Allah. And that iman causes them to burn, causes their jigger to burn, and they feel the pain of the arrogance and shirk of insan. They cannot bear it. Give us permission, let us destroy them. What does my Allah say? In kana abdukum fasha'nukum bihi. If it is your slave, then do whatever you want to do. وَإِنْ كَانَ عَبْدِي فَمِنِّي وَإِلَيَّ عَبْدِي وَإِنْ كَانَ عَبْدِي فَمِنِّي وَإِلَيَّ عَبْدِي. If it is my slaves, دَعُوا عَبْدِي فَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. Leave them alone, I know them better than you. إِنْ أَتَانِي لَيْلًا قَبِلْتُهُ وَإِنْ أَتَانِي نَهَارًا قَبِلْتُهُ. If they will repent, my Allah says to the ocean, says to the malaika, says to the earth, it is between me and them, I am waiting for their tawbah and their istighfar. I am waiting for their tawbah and their istighfar. And know and understand, Allah says to all those makhluk, if they come to me in the dead of night with a lifetime of sins, I will accept them. If they come to me in the light of day with a lifetime of sins, I will accept them. Why? Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. This Allah creates such a meaning. Not Allah is not speaking to the small sinner in this verse. What is this verse describing? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded, say unto the slaves of Allah, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, those who have blackened their very existence with masiyat and with the disobedience of Allah, what must you say to them? La taqnatu mir rahmatillah. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Rivers may be flowing with the blood of this ummah. The tide of transgression may have turned against this ummah. This ummah may be chewed like a morsel, tossed about like a rudderless ship in the storm because of the extent of its masiyat. But my Kareem Allah, my Rahim Allah demands this iman in the Quran from you and I. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Why? Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allah, in one second, yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah is prepared to forgive all your sins. That mother will still feel the pain. That father will still feel the pain. That person that you hurt will still feel the pain. Outwardly they may forgive you. There will be an element of reservation. My Allah is not like that. What is Allah? Just gathering. Like we said today, we don't understand the value of ilm and zikr, halqa of ta'aleem, gatherings like this. What is its value if one of us here had a debt, was owing somebody 5 million, drowning in debt? Today, unfortunately, many are scheme artists. They don't worry about debt. But let's assume there's some level of iman in the person. He'll be having sleepless nights. I got such a board, such a burden, such a pain on my head. 5 million I'm owing. Somebody comes and tells him that, listen, the 5 million you owe me, maaf. It will be Eid for him. Such a burden will be lifted. His spirits will rise. He will be elated, overjoyed. That which was giving me sleepless nights has been expiated. And then he doesn't stop there. He doesn't stop there. The man he was owing the 5 million to says, I made that maaf, and from my side I'm giving you another 5 million. Now what will happen? There's no words to describe the elation of that individual. By the qasam of my Allah, this is exactly what is meant. This is exactly what is meant when my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not speak of his own desires. It was wahi from Allah. He said, these gatherings are such that at the end of this gathering, Allah's announcer will say to everyone in this gathering, if you fulfill the haqq of it, that stand now in such a condition that whatever burden of debt you had to Allah has been forgiven. And not only forgiven, قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيَّاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ, and Allah has changed that debt of burden into good deeds for you. We understand human emotions, human examples. Today we have not comprehended the vastness of the mercy of Allah. Coming back, Sayyidul Istighfar. My Nabi said, not just Istighfar, Istighfar ke Sardar. The height of Istighfar. What was this? He taught us, Anta, 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 La ilaha illa Anta, Khalaqtani, wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika, wa wa'dika, mastata'tu, a'udhu bika, min sharri ma sanatu, abu'u laka, bi ni'matika alayya, wa abu'u laka, bi dhanbi, faghfir li, fa innahu, la yaghfiru dhunuba illa Anta. He said, oh my ummah, say this once, after Fajr. But one condition mentioned in the hadith. What did he say? Muqinan, with yaqeen, with conviction, with yaqeen, with conviction. Today the iman, la ilaha illallah, is on the tongue. Quran also is on the tongue. A hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on the tongue. It hasn't entered the heart. This entire effort of Dawat and Tabligh, as Imam Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi said, there's no name for it. If I had to give it a name, it would be Tahreek-e-Iman, the effort to take from the tongue and put into the heart. Sahaba say, Ta'allamna al-Iman. Iman, we learn. Iman, we learn. Iman is not some giri-pari cheese, not some valueless thing lying on the roadside. Iman requires qurbani. Iman requires sacrifice. Iman requires mujahada. The road to iman and the learning of iman was what was the day and night of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, say this, Sayyidul Istighfar, muqinan biha, with yaqeen, with conviction. He said, if you say it after Fajr Salah, if you say it in the morning, the hadith comes morning, what is meant? After Fajr Salah, say this once. And what does Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? If you die on that day, Allah will enter you directly into Jannah. Say it after Maghrib Salah, once. Sayyidul Istighfar, the mercy of Allah, the compassion of Allah, the kindness of Allah. My Nabi said, say it once at night, and you die on that night. Dakhal al-Jannah. Not just that, kutiba lahu, written for him, written for him, Jahannam is haram on him. It's difficult to build your relationship with your wife if you were treating her badly. Difficult to build your relationship with your parents if you were treating them badly. My Allah is not like that. Easiest thing, this, the love of Allah, the compassion of Allah, the kindness of Allah, this month Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan. I've been mentioning this over the last few days. Sathis with me, I've heard it many times. But this is the season, Shahru Ramadan. 12 months in the Islamic calendar. Inna iddat ash-shuhur inda Allah ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardha minha arba'atun hurum. 4 sacred, 12 months in total. 11, Allah left it to the Arabs to name them. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Shaban, Shawwal, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah. Allah let the Arabs name them. This month Allah kept the name. Shahru Ramadan. Ramadan, what's the root word? Heat. Burning. What's the association? What's the association? My Nabi, Mishkat Sharif Hadith, Salatul Awabin Hina Tarmudul Fisal. Ramda, you get this expression in Arabic. What is Ramda? Burning sand. And my Nabi said, Awabin Namaz. Awabin we know after Maghrib. Other Awabin Hadith terminology, Chash Namaz. What's the time? Tarmudul Fisal. Desert climate, sun rises, ground gets hot, 10, 11 o'clock. Tepid, boiling hot. The young foal can't put his foot on the ground. It's roasting. Tarmudul Fisal. He said that is the optimum time to make Chash Namaz. Ramadan heat. What's the association? Destroy something you want to break it, tear it. You can put it together again. Destroy something in such a manner that no trace remains. The most effective way is to burn it. The month in which Allah will burn even the record of the sins of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another explanation ulama give, hunger physiologically causes heat to be created. This is an accepted medical fact. It's a different matter, I'm digressing. But the type of fear we have for hunger and the type of fear we have for Ramadan, that so much of intizam, this home industry of making bajas and samosas and whatever it is, peaks just before Ramadan. Freezers are stocked. So that there's now some places iftar party. Time for dua, Ummah is having party. Dawats are given. And in that the very objective of the month lost. Sehri is dua. Iftar is dua. These nights were given for dua. These nights were given for ibadat, for Allah's worship. Not for that cell phone, and not for unnecessary talk and speech, and not for that mentality that the easiest way to understand it is like a bucket with a hole. As long as that hole is there, whatever neki you are doing, what is happening to it? The ghibat, the slander, the laughing, the joking, the unnecessary talking. Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah said, "Ashaddu dhunub allati yastakhifuha an-nas al-kalamu fi ma la yani." He said the worst type of sin is that sin which today we don't even consider to be a sin. Unnecessary speech, wasting time. This time was given for da'wat. This time was given for amr bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar. This time was given for tilawat of Quran. Today you ask somebody, by 25th fast, 26th fast, 27th fast, how much Quran did you read? Where is the shock in the homes? How much Quran was read? Sometimes one khatam and the person feels it's Eid. This is the month to clean the inside. That tears at the time of tahajjud. This is the cleanliness. The Quran. This is marham. This is the solace. This is the comfort. This is to get rid of that rust and steel that has entered the heart. This is to make this heart a living heart. Allah's zikr, Jaddidu imanakum. He said, refresh your iman, refresh your iman. Sahaba said, kayfa ya Rasulullah? How? La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Even the masturat, cooking, walking, talking. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. What is happening? Tajdeed iman. Tajdeed iman. Iman is being renewed. Iman is being refreshed. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. He said increase istighfar, increase la ilaha illallah, increase as'aluka Allah al-jannah, a'udhu bika min an-nar. And yet, iftar time, laughing, joking, other conversation, parties. The door to Allah's arsh is open. Duas are being accepted, sehri time. Sleep so late, if you are tired, you need to sleep. Sleep, no problem, you insan. But prioritize your time. Set up a schedule. This period, my Nabi, Akhya al-layla kullahu, Aisha radiallahu anha says, Rasulullah s.a.w.'s back would not touch the bed. Who was he? فَتَحْنَا لَكَ إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. Beloved of Allah, and yet the back would not touch the bed. Why? Shukr to Allah. شَهْرُ رَمَضَان. شَهْرُ رَمَضَان. Let the meaning ulama give. They say hunger physiologically creates heat. The analogy is your digestive system becomes a cauldron. And from the first day of Ramadan for the last 11 months, the sins are slowly fed into this cauldron and burnt and burnt and burnt and burnt. So that by the time the end of Ramadan comes, you are completely sinless. شَهْرُ رَمَضَان الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan, Allah highlights, highlights, highlights Quran, Quran, Quran. And what is maqsad of Quran? That Allah highlights in the same verse, Hudallin Nas. This Quran is hidayat. And the first condition, Surah Baqarah, is considered to be Sardar, leader of the Quran, Surah Baqarah. Some riwayat it comes, the whole Quran is contained in Surah Baqarah. That surah begins with this expression, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book. This is the book. This is the conduct. This is the way of life. This is the road to Allah. This is Peygham-e Rabbi. This is a love epistle from your Allah. This is the route to find your Allah. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says this is hidayat. شَهْرُ رَمَضَان الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَلِّ النَّاسِ. Quran is hidayat, Quran is hidayat, Quran is hidayat. Allah begins Surah Baqarah with the first condition for Quran to become hidayat. لَا رَيْبَ فِي, that from inside not one element of doubt. Constitution. How am I living my life? What is success? What is failure? When I get up in the morning, what makes me happy? What makes me sad? What are the goals that I have set for my children? How can I become a mercy to humanity? How can that qabr become a garden of jannat for me? How can I stand before Allah happily on the day of judgment? How can I enter into Jannah? Every one of your goals and objectives, every one of your desires, my respected brothers, go page to page, line to line, to the so-called archives of knowledge of the universities and education houses of the world. Go line by line with the life of Nuh alayhi salam, and not one qasam, I'm prepared to take 1,000 qasams. These absolutely vital questions that are going to decide, like we heard it tonight in Taraweeh Salah, a day is going to come, everyone desires this. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbik radiya mardiya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Look at how Quran, the essence, the beauty, that they will be, Allah make us amongst them, they will be those who will be, who Allah will say this to. Allah's malaika will say this. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Oh, tranquil soul. Irji'i, come out now, come out now. Because no matter how much you are going to hold on to this dunya, no matter how much the bagdor, no matter how you keep moving the objective, keep shifting the goalpost, understand, my respected brothers, the reality. Al-haqqa, mal-haqqa, wa ma adraka mal-haqqa. Haqiqat, 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 the truth, the reality, undeniable, unescapable reality. Do whatever you want in this life. Make whatever goal you want. Run and run and run behind this dunya as much as you want. Behave as if all this is not there. You will not be able to escape this reality. The lessons are there in front of us. We are refusing to take heed. The reminders are there. We are refusing to heed them. The signs are there. Every setting sun is a sign. Every grave of that mountain rice cemetery is a sign. Every janaza is a sign. Every change of season is a sign. Every visible effect of the passing of the years of our life is a sign. Mamunur Rashid, Khalifa of three continents. Today we talk about big kingdoms. Such kingdoms Allah gave the Banu Umayyad dynasty. We can't even compare anything with it today. One ruler, three continents. Builds a palatial home. Invites Abul Itahiya, Rahimahullah, that come and see. Hallmark of my achievement. Whole life this is what I have done. See what I have achieved. What does... Takes him artifact to artifact, room to room, splendor upon splendor, splendor of this world upon splendor. Imagine the ruler of three continents. There is, what must that palace have been like? In the dynastic rules of the past, there were khulafa in Spain. One palace was built. Those that know construction, 1400 pillars. 1400 pillars, 10,000 laborers labored for 10 years to build that palace. With all that, coming back, Mamun al-Rashid invites Abul Itahiya. See what I have achieved. Like they have housewarming party. Come and invite everybody, see what I have achieved. And more often than not, everyone is smiling, but inside the heart is burning with jealousy. Then we want to know why the children are getting sick and why somebody's baddua happened. Why? That is dunya, mata'ul ghurur. Mata'ul ghurur, my Allah, again and again is telling us, by, don't be deceived, don't be deceived, don't be deceived. There's no takana in this. There's no permanence in this. It's temporary. It's a lie. It's a deception. You were not sent for this. Allah sent you for something else, far superior to this. Ishma badalaka saliman fi dhilli shahiqatil qusuri. Yusa alayka bimashtahayta lada al-rawahi wa fil bukuri. فإذا النفوس تقعقعت في ضيق حشرجة الصدور فهناك تعلم موقنا ما كنت إلا في غرور. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. What is لا إله إلا الله when it enters the heart? What is لا إله إلا الله when it enters the heart? By the qasam of my Allah, when لا إله إلا الله enters this heart, this world will look like just a few grains of dust. What it actually is, the haqiqat will enter the heart. This is why my Nabi said, Man qala la ilaha illallah muqinan dakhala al-jannah. Bring the yaqeen of la ilaha illallah. They asked him, ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah. Ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah. What is the most beloved action in the sight of Allah? He said, al-iman la shakka fi. That iman in which there is no doubt. In other words, yaqeen. Imam Hassan Basri, the great sage of Islam, he said, laysa al-iman bit-tamanni wala bit-tahalli. ليس الإيمان بالتمني ولا بالتحلي إيمان لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. This is not decoration, this is not empty aspirations. There is an effort, there is a qurbani attached to this. The day and night and the seerah of my Nabi and Sahaba is giving the sabak and lesson. There is a price to this. ولكن ما وقر في القلب. Iman is that which has entered the depths of the heart. وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ صَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. La ilaha illallah is inside, you cannot see it. But when it enters inside, it manifests itself externally. What is the external manifestation of La ilaha illallah? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. Iman inside la ilaha illallah, like a root. Muhammadur Rasulullah is the tree. You can't see the root, but the tree is proof of the root. When it enters the heart, when the reality comes, like it was there in Sahaba, Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. But it was his saying, somebody can hold the ghilaf of the Kaaba also. Can hold the khilaf of the Kaaba also. He's got 1 rand in his pocket and he takes a qasam, 1,000 qasams on Allah that I have money. In that statement, technically he is speaking the truth. But what can he do with 1 rand? What can he do with 1 rand? Qasam, Allah's qasam, I've got money. This has become the level of apathy today to the iman of the ummah. They also had la ilaha illallah, but them, هَذَا الرَّجُلْ اِهْتَزَّ لَهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ. My Nabi, mafhum of the riwayat, on the mort of Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala, and what did my Nabi say? He said, the arsh of Allah is celebrating the reception of the ruh of Sa'd bin Mu'az. Arsh jhoom raha hai. The arsh cannot bear its excitement. They also had iman. We also have iman. What was the difference? Abdullah bin Masood climbs a tree to break a fresh miswak for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wind blows, lungi lifts up. One or two sahaba see how thin his shins are. They start giggling. Atajabuna min diqqatin alay. Atajabuna min diqqatin alay. Are you finding it amusing how thin the shins of Abdullah bin Masood are? Fawalladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi innahuma la athqalu fil mizan min jabal Uhud. I take the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those shins of Abdullah bin Masood are weightier on Allah's scales than the mountain of Uhud. They also had iman. قالت العرب آمنا. قالت العرب آمنا. The Bedouins came and said, we have iman. Quran comes down. قل لم تؤمنوا. Don't say you have iman. ولكن قولوا أسلمنا. You have entered Islam now. لما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. Iman has not yet entered the heart. Iman has to enter the heart. Hisham bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr sends him, Hercules, Hiraqil Rum, the height, the pomp, the dignity, the grandeur of the Roman Empire, standing on his balcony, Hisham bin As, La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. The entire palace of the Roman Empire starts fluttering, starts moving about, flapping about in the wind, like a branch in the wind, the whole palace is shaking. Today, La ilaha illallah, and the business is steeped in riba. On the tongue, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, body is jiving to music. La ilaha illallah, 1-2 in the morning, that shaitan box. La ilaha illallah, he holds the collar of his father and says, what have you ever done for me? La ilaha illallah, the young girl is saying to her mother, you are barking like a dog. La ilaha illallah, and running behind the dunya. Yaqeen mithle khaleel atish nashini, yaqeen Allah masti khud gazini. Suno tehzeeb hazir ke giriftar, gulami se batal be yaqeeni. This is that kalima. This is that kalima. If the ummah came onto its reality, the demand of this kalima, the dictate of this kalima. Allah, Allah turned fire into a garden. Allah solidified the water. Allah brought a camel out of the mountain. Allah removed the power of a knife. How many different ways did Allah not manifest? Become mine, I will become yours. There's no system on this world that can stand against the system of Allah. The ummah was given the road, find Allah. The road is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul la'allakum turhamun. This is Quran. Not atiyu Allah. Not one person obey. Atiyu Allah. Collectively come unto the obedience of Allah. Collectively come unto the obedience of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La'allakum turhamun. When la ilaha illallah enters this heart, by the qasam of my Allah, my respected brothers, you will be that king who doesn't need any crown. This world will appear to be a speck of dust. Whatever happens, your connection would be with Allah. On that musalla, you will find jannat on this earth. Today this ummah is scrambling, utilizing its energies elsewhere, searching for inner peace, inner comfort, inner succor, trying to find some solution. Where? Where Allah hasn't kept it. One person forgot his watch in the mosque. They switched the lights off. It was night time. Somebody sees him in the courtyard walking up and down, up and down. Kya kar rahe? What you doing? I'm looking for my watch. Where you left it last? No, I left it in the mosque. Why are you looking here? No, there's light here. Inside is dark. Where Allah hasn't kept it, we are looking. We have challenged the system of Allah. We have challenged the system of Allah. And we want to know why the conditions have turned against us. The dominion, kingdom, ownership of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. Ala inna rabbakumullah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard fi sittati ayyam thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh yughshi al-layla an-nahar yatlubuhu hatitha wash-shams wal-qamar wan-nujum musakhkharatin bi-amrihi ala lahul khalqu wal-amr tabarakallahu rabbul 'alamin innal quwwata lillahi jami'a lillahi al-amr min qabl wa min ba'd qul illahumma malikal mulk تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. How many verses? Quran, pukar, Quran is calling out. Today Quran has become irrelevant. Where Allah has kept it, we are not looking. Allah says, Iman, Amal, Iman, Amal, Iman, Amal, Kalima, Namaz, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You were sent for this. You were chosen for this. You were selected for this. Your existence on this earth is not to run behind this dunya. Allah will make the dunya subservient to you. If you will fulfill your purpose, what is your purpose? Take one person, one ummati, one human being, his akhirat, his jannat, establish Allah's deen, show them the road to jannat, which is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which sahaba did. Today the ummah forgot, and forgot that we forgot. Go page to page, line to line, archives, I digress, archives of the universities of the world. Look there and show the way to find this, that when the time of that inevitable departure comes, how much are you going to deny the system of Allah? How much would your bagdor of dunya, with your relentless, insatiable thirst and greed for this dunya, Allah forgive us, that ummah which was not sent for dunya, this is valueless, this is jifa, this is a dead corpse, this is a blinding, this is a mirage, this is Allahu Akbar. Ayyaman madudat, mata'un qaleel. This is haq, la rayba fi. Allah says, chan gine chune din, just a few days. Mata'un qaleel, this is very little. How much are you going to amass? Today the greed is such, we can't see anybody else progressing. Why? Because the whole lalach is dunya. Then even, Allah forgive us, even for deen, we want return in dunya. Ulama say, isse bari bewakufi kya hai? There's no greater foolishness than this. What is there in this dunya? My Nabi said, one subhanallah. I'm digressing. One subhanallah. One subhanallah. According to one riwayat, a fast horse rider will ride, Allah will give you one tree. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and won't finish the shadow of the one tree for one subhanallah. Do the mathematical calculation. Fast horse rider covers 40 kilometers an hour, 960 kilometers a day, 340,800 kilometers a year, plus minus. What is the circumference of this earth? Start from Mountain Rise Masjid and move around the whole earth. 24,000 kilometers plus minus is the circumference of this whole earth. Sadaqa Rasulullah. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fast horse rider, in one year, will cover more than 14 earths. 500 years, 7,100 earths for one subhanallah. What intelligence is making you run behind this dunya? What intelligence is making you run behind this dunya? My Allah spoke the truth. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّور نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدًا. This whole world is on a relentless journey to destruction. Al-Haqqah. This is the haqiqat. This is the reality. Deny it, don't deny it. Run away from it. Do whatever you want. Plot and plan against it. Malhaqqa. Wama adraka malhaqqa. Allah said, Qawm-e Aad, Qawm-e Thamud, Fir'aun with his huge kingdoms. Qawm-e Thamud and Qawm-e Aad with their physical strength. They built homes in the mountain to protect themselves, to create perpetuity. We heard it tonight in Taraweeh Salah. Lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad. A nation as powerful and mighty as that was never created before. They fell into the deception of this dunya. They refused to accept the haqiqat. Allah gave them rope and then rope and then rope. And eventually, the rope ran out. Thus, the whip of Allah's azab struck. Because inevitably, this is Allah's system. The end point is coming. The crunch point is coming. Like he told Mamun al-Rashid, such a beautiful home. Ishma badalaka saliman fi dhilli shahiqatil qusuri. Continue to live and enjoy yourself in the deceptive protection of these huge pillars that you have erected. Servants are running at your beck and call. paisa pek tamasha dek. This is our language. Servants are running at your beck and call. Yusa alayka bimashtahita, your every whim and desire and fancy of the world is being fulfilled. You have a insatiable hunger and desire for this dunya, dunya, dunya. But know and understand, O Mamunur Rashid, no matter what you do, how much you amass, how much you run behind this dunya, that inevitable day is coming. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَاقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ السُّدُورِ. It may be a freezing cold day, but this forehead will break out into beads of perspiration. You will feel that burning pain running down the left hand. The heart will start palpitating in the depths of the chest. The doctors will be there. Scientists will be there. Medical science will be there. Technology will be there. Whatever the wealth of this world in facilities and amenities and ingenuities could have bought you, all that will be there. But there will still be a look of utter desolation and panic on your face. And at that time, هُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْكِنَا هُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْكِنَا. If you will not heed now, then know and understand that time inevitably you will believe with absolute conviction. مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. All this was nothing but a deception and a lie. Allah hasn't sent you or me on any creation on this earth for this dunya. This ummah was sent to make its day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its worry and cry. He came to take humanity out of this lie, out of this deception. Turn their focus to akhirat. Jannat is the goal. That day, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Oh tranquil soul. Oh soul that has pleased me, nafsul mutmainna, irji'i, irji'i, come back now. You were not from this dunya, we sent you here. This was temporary, you had to go back. That's why Quran does not say, Quran says irji, return. Correct translation is return, ruju, go back, because you were not from here. Irji'i ila rabbik, return back to your Rabb. But you pleased Allah, your constitution was the Qur'an, your goals, your objectives were set according to the Qur'an. Qur'an was not an irrelevant message. You took on the responsibility of the Qur'an. And what is Qur'an? Hidayat, hidayat, hidayat. Irji'i ila rabbik, radiyatan mardiyya. Allah is happy with you. You have pleased Allah. Now, fadkhuli fi ibadi. Enter amongst my slaves. Enter into my jannat. What jannat? The lowest, lowest, lowest. There's nothing lower than this in jannat. They estimate the age of this universe to be 14.7 billion years. Carbon dating they use, which is actually guesswork. Maybe 25 billion. There's those theories. A lot of theories they have. They try to convince you that they're very sure and it's true, but their theories keep changing because in reality it's guesswork. It's based on human senses which are defective. Whatever it is, hypothetically accept it. 14 billion years, 20 billion years, whatever. Lowest jannati. Lowest jannati. Allah will say to him, tamanna. Ask from me whatever you want. Ask from me whatever you want. Comes in one riwayat. He'll finish off at what point? That ya Allah, from the time you created the earth, 14 billion, 20 billion, 25 billion, every day whatever was in this earth, added and added and added and added and added and added, 20, hypothetically 25 billion days of this world, whatever was contained in the whole earth, multiply it by 10 times and give me that. This is not Firdaus. This is the lowest, lowest of the lowest of the lowest jannati. What will Allah say to him? My banda, you have asked for very little. You have asked for very قَدْ رَدِيْتُ بِدُونِ مَا يَحِقُّلْ. You are worthy of much more than this. You are worth much more than that. You didn't even ask for what you are worth. Forget what I want to give you. And then what will Allah say to him? Then what will Allah say? Understand, what is this dunya? What intelligence is making us run behind this world? When this ummah, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Nabi prophesied. He said the nations of this world will gather together. Their agenda will be to chew you up like morsels. Why? وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ. You will not be less in number, but your value will be like the dirt that is left behind after a deluge passes through a town. The crux of the hadith, what did he say? He said, Allah will remove your fear from the hearts of your enemies. You will be mercilessly trampled upon. Why? Why? حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The ummah that came to turn humanity away from this dunya to akhirat, away from mal to a'mal, away from the love of the created entities, and introduce into their hearts the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the love of the Quran, the love of taking Allah's name, the conviction of that, the ummah that was entrusted with that responsibility, when it made zulm on humanity and they themselves started running behind this dunya, then when that love entered their heart and they no more desired to meet Allah, my Nabi said, their value became like the dirt and filth that was left after a deluge passes through a town. The mercy of my Allah is limitless. Ramadan was given. These opportunities have been given again and again. Ijtimaas, my respect, all behind all this is what? Tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. Sincerely from inside, Ya Allah, I ask you for forgiveness. Now I am going to change. That is what Ramadan is. Istighfar, itqum minan nar, is sincere tawbah. First step of that. Don't look left, don't look right. Mubarak night. Millions of malaika are saying ameen. From inside, decision tonight. Ya Allah, accept me for the work of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teach me that work. First step of our elders say to learn that is 4 months in the path of Allah. So who is ready? Tonight to make the decision. Make the decision now between yourself and Allah. Ya Allah, accept me for 4 months. Don't look left, don't look right, don't wait for anybody else. Akhirat, al-haqqa is a haqiqat. Maut is a haqiqat. Forget this backdoor of dunya. With this ummah was sent for akhirat, and to take not one and two, take millions with you into Jannah. What Allah will give you, you can't even imagine. Stand up very, very quickly. Come, my respected brothers.
MashaAllah. Come, brothers. MashaAllah. Keep on standing. Come, beloved brothers. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah reward you. You stayed. Allah Akbar. After Taraweeh, make niyat. Allah Ta'ala accept. Keep on standing. MashaAllah. Some of our new brothers also making niyat, my love. This is the night of acceptance, meaning this last few days. Get ourselves accepted by Allah, mashallah. Mashallah, those who gave their name said, more names, inshallah, come beloved brothers. Stand, inshallah. Come beloved brothers. Marriageburg is very fertile. Allah shukr. Allah accept. Alhamdulillah. Imagine 20 youngsters out. How fortunate. What good brought to our community. What future, inshallah, this will bring, my beloved brothers. More, mashallah. Sit back. Who else, inshallah? Come, inshallah. Stand, inshallah. Make niyat from the bottom of Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah accept. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Keep on standing, my beloved brothers. Make more niyat, inshallah, more of our brothers. Stand up, make our niyat. Taking out is in Allah's hand, MashaAllah. But what it will bring, man. What an investment. What Allah is going to give in akhirat, like Maulana said. Huh? More brothers, make niyat. Come here. Don't look at our pocket. Don't look at our condition. Just look at Allah. For Allah, what's hard. Allah wants to give, my beloved. Allah Ta'ala accept. What's your name, babe? Kaniya Tufa. Salman, Allah Ta'ala accept. MashaAllah, Allah accept. MashaAllah. Fazlani. Hassanin. Allah accept. MashaAllah. And this one here? Ji? Umar Khan. And? Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala accept. MashaAllah. More brothers, inshallah. Make niyat, inshallah. 1-2 more minutes, inshallah. Come beloved brothers. If it comes in our heart, take the opportunity. How many times we have to regret? I should. In this part, there's no loss. How can there be loss? This is the promise of Allah. Allah, this is a step that without doubt, in this world, Allah's help with us. And if Allah helps us, who can harm us? And in akhirat, what is it, my beloved? MashaAllah. 2-3 more names, inshallah, come beloved brothers. Lord brothers, stood up. More little world. Stand up, inshallah, come beloved brothers.
Everyone should make me advice.
Everyone, 100%. Huh? Allah Ta'ala, Usama, Allah accept, MashaAllah. Your name again? Huh? Naeem, MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala accept, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, youngsters are standing. More youngsters, mate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Set the tone of our, this is Ramadan. Ramadan is to set the tone of your whole year and whole life. This is opportunity Allah is giving us. And what a caution our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us. He said, إِذَا لَمْ يُكْفَلْ لَهُ فَمَتَعَ. If now you won't make decision, then when, what are you waiting for? Allah gave you Ramadan for this. Today, unfortunately, we just think barakat. Barakat means change. Barakat means change the direction. Change the goal. Make niyat with Allah. My Padiya Rahmatullah used to say, fight with Allah. Ya Allah, why aren't you accepting me? Oh, Sulaiman was giving Karguzari, Raivin Ishtima. 2001-year walking jamaats in the path of Allah. Allah is accepting them. What, they've got big, big palaces? No. If you hear the Karguzaris, one brother recently, our jamaat, last year we were with Sulaiman somewhere in, I think it was Kenya, 2 years back. The brother passed away, out for 1 year in the path of Allah. I met the Amir of the jamaat, he's crying. He says, I know this brother from my locality. Or his means of livelihood was one rickshaw. He sold the rickshaw to get the money to come for 1 year. Tomorrow, فَلَانْ سَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَلَا يَتَسَالُونَ. Allah doesn't have rishta. Allah is not related to anyone. There's a different currency. In this world we are getting carried away by what Allah has given us. This is temporary, bhai. That is forever. Where's the intelligence? What's the trade that we are making? Chalo bhai, very, very quickly, bhai. Allah has given us this opportunity. Make niyat, that's the first step.
Inshallah, this year, at least, Allah shukar every year, mashallah. Marriage book takes out at least 1-4 months pedal jamaat, inshallah. Who makes niyat for that? Come, beloved brothers. Many of the brothers return from 4 months. After 1 year, mashallah, stand, inshallah. 4 months pedal jamaat, inshallah. Come in this year, inshallah. Stand up, inshallah. Come, beloved brothers. Marriage book, Allah is fertile ground. Little bit of effort, Allahu Akbar. So many foreign takazas can be seen to last year. Last Karam Manjamat went to America. Allahu Akbar. Marriage book got a potential. At least every month a chilla jamaat can come out. Without difficulty.
Alaysa lil insani illa ma sa'a. Allah says the effort you make will give you accordingly. What is the effort we're making? We want Allah to give us. Allah is saying, I'm going to give you according to your effort. So what effort, what niyat have we made? What is the effort that we are making? Yeah. A lot of people, why is crying, Allah give me, what we are asking for? That neighbor of ours who is dying on kufr and going to Jahannam forever and ever, are we crying to Allah for his hidayah? Are we making effort for that? The day after Eid, this mountain ride masjid from 5-6 safs will come to 2 or 3 safs. Who is crying for that? Allah will give you according to your effort. What have we made our effort? What is making us cry? What is important to us? Object, this year's targets were not met. Dunya, what we... And that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke the truth. You and I are not getting one penny more than Allah already decided. You can't change that. So why are we running behind that? What is the niyat? Alaysa lil insani illa ma sa'a. This opportunity Allah is giving, even if it's not sincere, Allah will bring the sincerity. Make the niyat, bhai. Who's ready? Very quickly. Those that haven't given name, giving 1 more minute. Sulaiman, mashallah, today is taking it easy with you all. I don't know why. But very, very quickly, bhai.
Mashallah. Yes, sir.
Mountain rise, they say. Ali Khan used to say, Rahmatullah Ali, half the size of New York Cemetery, but twice as dead. Chalo, bhai. Who else, mashallah? This is not the time to display humility. This is the time to rise up.
Allah.
Who else, mashallah?
Allah Akbar. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah accept. Allah accept your whole lives, mashallah. You might be frightened you say whole life.
Where is the Rishad Aku?
Rishad Aku, mashallah.
No, he's in Etikaf. He can't be going anywhere. Oh. Came with us so many, I don't know what happened. Mashallah, his son reads so well. But they're not moving, bye. Where is that Shamir also? He hasn't given his name.
He's not even here. Now my beloved, each one of us in our heart, put it daily. This is our need, my brother. Allah makes the conditions for the future. Ah, my Shamir, Allah tell you. From your heart now, inshallah. Allah, we tell you, shock is tired. Allah, but now, inshallah, all of us here, let's make our need. Brothers, every month our 3-day jamaat, at least every one of us was here.
This is Afzal Aku too, I think, came for chilla many years. I don't know what happened.
Say yes, Hafiz.
Got legal trans troubles or what?
Allah.
Afzal, 4 months now, by the white beard, that's the goalpost is there. 4 months now, inshallah.
Even at this age.
Inna lillahi. You know, when we meet business people, and they tell us, you know what, take it easy, by 4 months. I said, up till today, I want to meet a businessman. When he's offered a 10 million rand deal, he says, no, take it easy, I'll start with 1 million. For dunya, we're saying that. Akhirat. Chalo bhai.
Hey, Shaheen, please stand up. You gave how many years to America?
These are all old customers. I don't know what happened.
The dunya, mashallah, except mashallah. Really, brothers, this dunya will tie us out and give us nothing. And the worry that we have to make for akhirat. Allah Akbar. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah accept. MashaAllah. Wallah, the worry for the akhirat is not there. Allah replaces it and makes our dunya narrow. Fills our heart with the fear of poverty. Ay Allah, everything becomes a worry. Imagine that parishani in our life. A parishani with our children. Parishani around us. And imagine the situation that you see, my beloved. NPP present. The best-selling tablet. Huh? Sleepless nights, people can't sleep, what happened? Allah filled that heart with worry, with fear. We see it every day in our lives. I like Maulana Ismail Godra say, what you tell? The big business message. What's up, good worker, or tension, Gucci? What tension about what? Allahu Akbar, because akhirat is not in front of us. Person who makes akhirat his object, the first thing, Allah fills this heart with what? Allahu Akbar makes it rich. Lessens the occupation, gives barakat in that little. And when a man dies, imagine what Allah is going to give in the afterlife.
Example of what he's saying, bhai. Today we're very carried away with AI and Google. Go do the search. Pro rata, the country with the individually, where there's hardly any poverty. Greatest resources, they say, is Switzerland. Highest suicide rate, pro rata, Switzerland. Japan, technologically advanced, don't have to worry about poverty. They're having days where they gather a group of people to commit suicide together. And first world countries that we are looking after, we think they've gone to reach the moon and Mars. Now today they're passing legislation. What legislation? That when my parent becomes old, I can approach and sign one document that they'll give him poison and put him to sleep. What are we, who are we following? How much are we chasing behind this empty reality? We came to take humanity out of this deception. Chalo bhai.
Inshallah, brothers, let's start somewhere. It is in the heart, we don't know. Three days. Every day, let's make some mulaqats, go to one person. Wallahi, brothers, even to the sick, today there's nobody like that. Except for our friends. Go to the poor, go to the downtrodden areas. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. Allah is found in broken hearts, my brother. Somebody said nicely, what you? The brother just before namaz, he told me, he said, Allahu Akbar, when you die, Lord, don't let it be that your body is, you are in the grave. Let it, when you die, you are in the hearts of all the human beings for the good that you did today. How many mothers give you du'as? How many parents give you du'as? How many children give you du'as? How many towns give you du'as? Today, my brother, how many who are here? Bhai Padiya Rahmatullah Alayhi, who is not giving du'a, my brother? How many of us became Ali? In our homes, this Ali, offices, a few years before it, what was our town? We know, my beloved. What was our country? Huh? All this that we are seeing now, even those who don't want to go in Jamaat, they became. Am I right or wrong, my beloved? So each one, let's make niyat, inshallah. Okay, even if it's 3 days, our morning mashwara, ya Allah, shukar, always a beautiful majma. Get out of the sit there. We don't know what we can do, my beloved. What little effort my wife can do, what I can do, and more than that, last little, in our homes, brothers, don't keep our houses empty. Like Maulana today, what something said, but normally, man, we know what's standing, we walk in the house, what we see. What? Let's bring talim in our house. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Fadail amal, fadail sattar, in front of us, our little children, even if they don't understand, make them sit there. And with that, Allah Akbar, from us, let us speak about the 6 points. You can't speak 6 points, at least tell them their uncertainty of life. My beloved brothers, the cutoff of pleasures is the remembrance of this. Inshallah, all of us will do that, inshallah. From our date, make these decisions in this last few days. Let our cry be this. Otherwise, Allah will replace that cry with something else. We'll be leaving, my beloved brothers, when is that, inshallah, what kalima? It doesn't be at that time we're still worried about our children's rosy. And we forget that our children, what they're going to send to us when we die. So each one make niyat, inshallah. Allah reward all our brothers.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي ويا عزيز اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا اغفر لنا ربنا اغفر لنا اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك أعوذ لك أعوذ بك أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا نسألك مسألة المساكين ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبتهم وذل لك جسمهم ورغم لك أنفهم وفاضت لك عبرتهم اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة الفردوس الأعلى ونعوذ بك من النار ونعوذ بك من خزي النار ونعوذ بك من عذاب النار اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب والدينا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وجميع أقاربنا وجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من النار بقدرته اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله.